Welcome to the Health Ranger Report with Mike Adams, the Health Ranger.
Welcome to this special report on health and politics in America. I'm Mike Adams. Thank you for joining me today. And since Robert F. Kennedy Jr. is now the Secretary of Health and Human Services, and of course, RFK Jr. used to be a Democrat, but the Democrat Party rejected him and they rigged their own process to make sure that Joe Biden was the candidate, which turned out to be a horrible historic mistake. So RFK Jr. and a lot of people like Tulsi Gabbard and even Donald Trump himself, who used to be Democrats, they took over the Republican Party. Now, again, we're going to talk about health and politics and how they interact here, but I want you to understand in the bigger context that the GOP, like that label, doesn't even really fit today's Republican Party. The GOP, I dare say, at least the old GOP, is dead. It's dead. It's been booted out. It's been taken over. What's the old GOP? It's like the Dick Cheney and, you know, Donald Rumsfeld and George Bush and all these horrible war criminals. You know, it's the Victoria Nulands of the world. Even though she served under the Biden administration, but she also served under Bush and a bunch of presidents. Look, the old Republican Party is dead and gone. The rhinos are being hunted, you know, metaphorically speaking, politically speaking, and eliminated from the party. The new Republican Party is nothing like the old GOP. And the new Republican Party, which is strongly characterized now by Trump, is a party that reaches out to people, like really, as we used to say, across the aisle, except that aisle, the chasm of the aisle has become much larger. It's kind of like the Grand Canyon now, but Trump reaches out to people like RFK Jr., who is a classic Democrat, or people like Tulsi Gabbard, who is a classic Democrat. The thing is, the Democrat Party moved so far to the radical left that the party left behind all their own, or most of their own, Democrat loyalists, or former Democrat loyalists, like Robert F. Kennedy Jr. And so the Democrat Party today has gone radical far left, while the Republican Party has shifted away from radical far right. And instead, the Republican Party has shifted to much closer to a centrist point of view. More of a centrist point of view. Not quite, I wouldn't characterize it as centrist, but it's closer to center than the old Republican Party, while the Democrats are much further away from center than they have ever been. Now, with that context explained, let me ask you this question, because sometimes I get comments from people who say things, and I've received these comments over, you know, many, well, probably for 20 years. They say, well, I wish you would just focus on health and not politics. Just talk about food and health and health freedom and vaccines, but not politics. Okay, have you ever tried that? Good luck, because they are intertwined. And to explain that, let me just go down the list with you together. We'll do this together. Which party believes strongly in forcing vaccines on you without your choice? Which party is that? Oh, that's the Democrat Party. Versus which party believes in vaccine freedom or vaccine choice? Well, clearly that Trump and RFK Jr. and other people in the Trump administration believe in vaccine choice. Trump opposes vaccine mandates, and RFK Jr., Secretary Kennedy, he also opposes vaccine mandates. So on this issue, vaccines, it's very clear. If you believe in health freedom, you can't be a Democrat, because Democrats believe in health tyranny or vaccine tyranny. They believe in coercion. Okay, next question. Which party believes in forced lockdowns and quarantines? That would be the Democrats. Once again, the Democrats. They think that they get to rule your life. And if they declare an outbreak, which they're trying to do now with a bunch of fake measles hoaxes and fake Ebola hoaxes and bird flu hoaxes, you know they're trying. They want to have lockdowns and quarantines to where you can't say no. They can just show up at your house at gunpoint and say, you're coming with us, get on the bus, we're taking you to the quarantine camp, as Hillary Clinton used to call them, the fun camps. Yeah, what's fun about them? Well, no fun for you, but it's fun for the globalists who love depopulation. So Democrats are all about that. Democrats believe that you don't own your own body. Think about that. Seriously, as much as they protest about abortion rights and, you know, women's health rights and my body, my choice, when it comes to vaccines, they believe your body, government's choice, don't they? Don't they? Yeah, it's abundantly clear. So on that issue, also, if we talk about health freedom, I can't help but mention that Democrats support total lockdowns, vaccine mandates, coercion quarantines against your will. It is political because the Republicans, they don't support any of that stuff at all. Now, the current Republican Party and Florida Governor DeSantis is working hard to end vaccine mandates, to even end the possibility of vaccine mandates ever happening in the state of Florida. That would not be happening under a Democrat governor. So politics, well, it actually does matter. All right, next question. Big Pharma. Which party is pro Big Pharma the most? Now, you could reasonably argue, well, they're kind of both Big Pharma, you know, friends of pharma. But who pushes pharma harder? That's clearly the Democrats. The Democrats really love psychiatric drugging of children. They're friends of Big Pharma now. They didn't used to be 20 years ago. They were anti-corporation, but now they're all pro-pharma. They trust in vaccines. They trust in government authority, which we need to talk about that as another topic. But they trust in the psychiatric drugs and mass medications. Democrats love to take prescription drugs. They're really into that. Now, plenty of conservatives do as well, but they're not as closely tied to it. And one of the more interesting shifts that I've observed for doing this for 25 years is that, for example, an anti-GMO position or opposing glyphosate, that used to be just 100% in the Democrat category. You know, when I was part of the March Against Monsanto, marching through the streets in Austin, Texas, with the marching band, it was like 99% Democrats. And I spoke to 99% Democrats. Well, the March Against Monsanto, Democrats would never do that today because they don't really oppose Monsanto. They don't oppose GMOs. They don't oppose big business, you know, by and large, with pesticides and herbicides. And as an important demonstration of this, remember that when Alex Jones was warning about atrazine as a gender bender chemical, who attacked him? Democrats. They said, no, atrazine is perfectly safe. Everybody should eat more atrazine. It doesn't cause changes in your gender, even though it does. It's a chemical castrator, by the way. But Alex Jones was promoting like water filters that can remove atrazine, and he was mocked and slandered all over the media. Oh my God, atrazine is totally safe to eat and drink. And it's by the way, it's the number two most common herbicide in America, and Democrats love it, which might explain all the gender dysphoria among Democrats. Maybe they're just chugging atrazine, and then their genitalia starts, you know, mutating or something, and I feel like I was born in the wrong body, you know, or whatever. Really, there's a link. There's a link there, but Democrats love herbicides at this point. And who opposes GMOs? It's conservatives. Conservatives oppose GMOs. If you go on Twitter and other message boards and you look at, like, who is against genetic engineering of food crops? Who is against mRNA in the vaccines? It's conservatives. While the Democrats are pro-GMO, pro-mRNA, pro-herbicide. I mean, this is shocking to say here in 2025 because in 2005, it was exactly the opposite. But here we are in 2025, and, you know, I have stuck with my principles on this. I've always opposed glyphosate and GMOs, genetically engineered crops. I've always opposed mass chemical contamination and heavy metals in the food supply. I've always opposed vaccines because I know they cause autism. I've always opposed aluminum in vaccines and mercury in vaccines and other adjuvants, you know, like squalene and so on. I've always opposed aborted human fetal tissue in vaccines. But the political parties have shifted. Now, if you are a principled person, and I think those of you listening to this, you are principled. Otherwise, you wouldn't be listening. I'm willing to bet that many of you, if not even most of you, were at a previous time, you were a Democrat. But because you have principles, because you believe in clean living and clean food and being free from pesticides and herbicides and, you know, vaccines and pharmaceuticals and all that stuff, you stuck with your principles, which means that ultimately you shifted politically. It's not because you changed, it's because the political parties changed. The Democrats, again, went radical left. You know, transgenderism and 97 genders and purple hair nose rings and all that stuff. While the GOP got, there was basically a coup that took over the GOP and it became a more closer to a centrist party where we now have RFK Jr. who agrees with us that vaccines are dangerous. And he agrees with us that we got to get the toxic metals, you know, out of the food supply and toxic chemicals. And he's also very concerned about pesticide and herbicide loads on, you know, human consumers and children in particular. So there you go. Isn't that interesting? Now there are other points along this same line here. Think about not only vaccines, which we know Democrats love vaccines. And remember, among LGBT, COVID vaccine compliance was 96%. So 19 out of 20 Democrats, roughly, or LGBT, they took the COVID vaccine. 19 out of 20. Well, among conservatives, and especially Christians, it's nowhere near that. It might be, you know, 30 out of 100, you know, like 30% is what I'm saying. But what about what's in the vaccines? Well, more and more people are becoming aware that vaccines are made on purpose with aborted human fetal tissue. So those ingredients are known as WI-38 and MRC-5, and there are other variations as well. But this is tissue that was taken from murdered human children, and then it has been cloned in a cancer-like process year after year after year. And then the vat of, like, you know, cancerous dead baby tissue is ground up and processed, and it's put into vaccines that are injected into today's children. So vaccines are medical cannibalism from murdered babies that's being injected into, you know, your baby. So Democrats have no problem with this. Why? Because they celebrate murdering babies. So, you know, look, Democrats are, some of them are Satanists, and they really love this ritualistic abuse of children, which is why they're into child genitalia mutilations. Also, you know, gender dysphoria surgery. Not all Democrats are in that category, but many of them are. Many of them are actual, like, Satanists. So they love vaccines because it's a satanic ritual of taking dead babies and grinding them up and then injecting those dead babies as medical cannibalism into new babies, which is kind of sort of tagging them for Satan. It's a blood ritual. It is literally a blood ritual. I mean, a flesh ritual, okay? Well, conservatives have a problem with that. Once they find out about that, I mean, first of all, most people, when they hear that, they just flat out don't believe it. They say, oh, you must be making that up. They wouldn't do that. And they roll their eyes. They wouldn't, nobody would grind up dead babies and then inject them into other babies. Oh, so you don't know that that's been going on for decades. Oh, okay. All right. Well, this is going to be an adventure for you. As you go down this rabbit hole, WI-38 or MRC-5, look it up, folks, because that's what's in the vaccines. And they call it that because giving it a number and letters like WI-38, that looks much better on the vaccine insert rather than saying murdered human baby aborted fetal tissue as an ingredient, because that might turn off some people. But if you just call it WI-38... Oh, okay. Sounds scientific. Yeah. Well, it's dead babies. Okay? It's dead baby tissue. So as you can imagine, a lot of conservative Christians when they find out about this, they are totally freaked out. Because most of them allowed their own children to be injected with this stuff. You know, because various derivatives of aborted human fetal tissue are in the MMR vaccine. And so a lot of Christian parents are like, oh my God, I let my child be injected with other baby's dead tissue. Yes, you did. Try not to do that. And then this is one of the reasons why they begin to question vaccines. Like, wait a second, this is really in here? Yes, it is. Why? Why is that in there? Well, now we have to study a lot of history to understand why. But Democrats love it. They're like, oh, a dead baby's in my jab? Oh, love that. Oh, it's so good. You know, so they probably want to use their own dead babies because they celebrate their own abortions. Like, can I get an abortion on Friday and then inject that dead baby into my other baby on Saturday? You know, like that's how psycho they are. So you see what I'm saying here? You can't talk about health without talking about politics. Because think about this. If you want to live in a world where you are free to say no to vaccines, or where you are free to access, let's say, ivermectin, something that conservatives support, but Democrats do not. Or if you want to be free to practice natural medicine now, well, conservatives are pro-liberty, and they support the liberty to do more of what you want, you know, to practice your own kind of medicine. I mean, they haven't torn down the state medical boards yet, but there's an effort underway to do that. And it's from conservative groups. The Democrats love the state medical boards. They don't want natural medicine. They want doctors in control. They want vaccines mandated and masks required. Now, the Democrats don't believe in medical choice or medical freedom of any kind other than killing their own unborn babies. There, they'll fight for the freedom to murder, but they won't allow you to have the freedom to heal. You know, the freedom to use herbs, the freedom to use nutrition to treat disease, the freedom to have your own or to go visit an alternative cancer clinic. Democrats don't believe that should be allowed. So Democrats don't believe in health freedom at all. They don't even believe in clean food anymore. They don't believe in clean lifestyles. I mean, there might be a few older hippies around who are still left-leaning who do live that way, but honestly, they're a dying breed. There's very few of those people around. The mainstream Democrat Party opposes freedom and opposes herbs and natural medicine and even growing your own food. I mean, look at every case of an HOA or local laws about outlawing home gardens. Who supports the laws to ban gardens? Democrats. But who wants to end HOAs and allow people to grow gardens in their own yards? Republicans, conservatives. So everything about health is political. And if you tell me that, oh, I want you to just talk about health but not politics, then there's nothing I can say, because they are actually just two sides of the same coin. You can't be healthy if you're living under tyranny, because the tyrants will take away your choices that allow you to pursue health. And the only way to achieve health is to do so on pillars of fundamental liberty. And that's why the fight for health has to begin with the fight for freedom or liberty or decentralization, a fight to dismantle the authoritarian systems that try to exert control over your personal life. Only by dismantling or disempowering those systems, which would be big government and state medical boards and vaccine mandates and the FDA and the CDC and HHS, etc. Only by doing that can we actually arrive at a place where we can pursue health freedom and health choices without the government getting in the way. So it's very simple. And if any of the information in this broadcast is new to you, I invite you to think about it. And welcome to the new Republican Party under Trump and RFK Jr. and Tulsi Gabbard and Kash Patel and, you know, all the rest, Pam Bondi, all the rest. And the new Republican Party believes in health freedom, believes in medical freedom, believes in access to things like ivermectin and believes that you should have the right to say no, that no government authority has the right to force you to take a jab or to force you into a lockdown against your will. Democrats love to lock down all the schools and churches and hair salons and restaurants. Oh, they love that. They love to destroy the economy. And at first, a lot of Republicans went along with that too, but as the truth began to emerge, it was the conservatives that really fought against the system. And now the conservatives in America won't put up with that crap ever again. But Democrats will. They welcome it. They love it. They love lockdowns. They love emergencies that give government more power. So if you want to practice health freedom, then follow me at naturalnews.com. I'm the publisher of the site. You can also follow all my work at brighteon.com. You can follow me on social media at brighteon.social, where my username is Health Ranger. I'm also Health Ranger on X. On Telegram, I'm Real Health Ranger. And you can follow me on brighteon.io, which is the decentralized peer-to-peer uncensorable social media network, brighteon.io. So check all that out. Get informed. Support freedom. And support the new Republican movement, which is not, it's not about party loyalty. It's about loyalty to principles. And just to be clear, I am not loyal to any political party. If the GOP moves away from my principles, I will dump the GOP just like that. I have no loyalty to a party. I have loyalty to principles, to values. My values are pro-human, pro-life. I work to protect life. Pro-freedom, pro-liberty, pro-natural health, Mother Nature, God's plan for us on this earth. I support those principles. And whatever political party, I mean, I don't even like politics, frankly. I don't even like big government. I think we should dismantle most or all of it. But as long as we're living under a two-party system, I'm going to judge each party about how closely they align with my values. Because again, I have zero loyalty to a party, which is important, because people who have loyalty to political parties are stupid and they are a threat to democracy. You should have loyalty to principles, and you should demand those principles in the parties and in the candidates that you support. Because if you're not centered on principles, then you're just a puppet. You know, you're just a cult follower of whatever nonsense they're pushing, which has been LGBT, transgenderism for all these years, and wokeism and DEI. That's all a delusional cult. And the people who fell for that are morons. And they lost their minds. Now they lost the White House and they lost political power. They're losing all their slush fund money and all that. They deserve every bit of that because they abandoned core principles. We should always be centered on principles, values. And from there, we decide what we wish to support, either economically supporting companies or brands or, you know, online stores like my store, healthrangerstore.com. If you want really clean food, super clean food, laboratory tested, and nutritional supplements and personal care products of all kinds that we formulate and we manufacture most of it ourselves, and almost everything we sell is USDA certified organic, plus we do extensive lab testing ourselves with multiple mass spec instruments. We test for glyphosate. We test for heavy metals. We test for aflatoxins. We test for microbiology, E. coli, and salmonella contamination, and much more. Shop with us at healthrangerstore.com. And thank you for your support as we continue to fight for health freedom based on principles, not party loyalty. We are a principled organization. And I thank you for your support as you share those principles. I will always fight for your right to have access to natural medicine and clean food. And I will fight for that to my dying day, regardless of what the political parties do. Because they can change their minds every day. I'm not changing my values. I stand for what I stand for, and that's not changing. All right, thank you for listening. God bless you all. I'm Mike Adams, the Health Ranger. Take care. Now, at healthrangerstore.com, we have the matcha superfood formula to make an instant matcha tea loaded with superfoods. Check out the ingredients. I've got it on my screen here. Here it is, matcha superfood latte. And if you go down to the ingredients here, you'll see something pretty amazing. Not only is it made with this delicious coconut milk powder and the matcha powder, all laboratory tested as you can see, all certified organic here. But we put in some chlorella and spirulina powder, and it's sweetened with monk fruit extract powder, but it's got functional mushrooms in here, reishi, shiitake, and so on, cordyceps. So this has this incredible combination, including lion's mane, that's my favorite, this incredible combination of microalgae superfood as well as matcha, which has all of its own amazing benefits, plus the functional mushrooms. This is available right now, healthrangerstore.com. And show my desk. I want to give our audience a look. We've also got our amazing instant mashed potatoes, the cheesy, creamy, buttery mashed potatoes in the number 10 cans. And then if you want to beat the tariffs that may be coming on Manuka honey from Australia and goji berries from the Tibet regions of China, the high elevation, clean regions, you need to get them now. We've got the goji berries, laboratory tested, of course. We've got the Manuka honey, which is certified with the high bioactives in the honey. There's a lot of counterfeit Manuka honey out there. This is the real deal, certified in several different ways and laboratory tested. You can find all that at healthrangerstore.com. And then I want to show you one other thing that's really useful this time of year. We've got this. A lot of people don't even know about it. It's called the Organic Daily Immune Complex Blend. 2 ounces, super potent blend. Let me show you some of the ingredients that you will find in this because it'll blow your mind. It's a spagyric maitake mushroom extract with shiitake and echinacea root extract together. And it's part ethanol and it's part water. So, you know, it's that combination that does a better extraction from the functional mushrooms here. So functional mushrooms plus echinacea in a laboratory tested certified organic format. Again, the Organic Daily Immune Complex Blend, 2 fluid ounces, available now, healthrangerstore.com. We've got hundreds of products for your health, for your kitchen, for your home, for preparedness, and so much more. Check it all out at healthrangerstore.com and know that every purchase there helps support our platform and our work to give back to humanity for freedom, health, and happiness. And thank you for your support. I'm Mike Adams, the Health Ranger. Take care.